Alzheimer's disease. This is Dr. Tim Hagney with Nature's Remedies. Could there be a scarier illness for you or someone close to you to get? What if you were told by your doctor and all your family members that they were concerned to a strong degree, and you also believed you had been experiencing memory problems that were getting worse and worse? When you look at the prognosis of someone diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, it basically looks quite bleak. There are some medications now that can, in some patients, slow down the progression of the illness. And that's kind of about as good as it gets. But what if Alzheimer's was like most other chronic progressive diseases, like heart disease? That is, if you catch it at some point as early as possible and respond with an entire program of lifestyle changes and supplements, maybe you could truly stop the progression of the disease. Well, incredibly, there is just such evidence. Called Therapeutic System 1.0 by the Buck Institute, affiliated with UCLA. In this program, the patient approaches the diagnosis of Alzheimer's with a multiple factor approach. And preliminary evidence with 10 patients is extremely encouraging. Basically, the patient is presented with a range of both lifestyle approaches and supplements that have already been shown to have effects from previous studies on either memory issues or markers in the serum that suggest an effect on the brain in a positive direction. I see this as being a crucial difference between many modern medicine studies and a more holistic program to tackle any disease. That is, if an anti-inflammatory drug, for example, has shown some evidence of delaying memory loss, maybe stopping the inflammation at a more fundamental level could have more of a lasting and profound effect. If eating a diet that creates inflammation can at least be somewhat alleviated by a medicine like ibuprofen, if you simply ate a diet that didn't cause much inflammation in the first place, well, so far this seems to be working to really help recently diagnosed patients with dementia. So again, one of the most powerful interventions is to attend to the diet, to choose anti-inflammatory foods. It wouldn't need to be a one-size-fits-all approach, but the patient would do as best she can. Next, stress should be lowered in whatever ways it works for that person. Yoga, walks in the park, relaxing music, etc. Optimize the sleep, which can be challenging in this day and age. And I find grounding, which I've discussed before, as helpful here. Even taking regular naps is fine if it helps that person. Exercise has been shown repeatedly to have an influence on memory, so finding something that person can stick to on a regular basis is key. A major vitamin that has been looked at, B12, so this should be attended to by the proper serum levels and corrected if it needs to be. Vitamins D and K2 can also be tested and corrected, and I've talked about these important vitamins before. Light therapy, either from the sun or with special equipment with light frequencies in the near-infrared range, have shown good results for brain function. Interestingly, even that old stalwart of natural medicine, sauna therapy, has been associated with a reduction in developing Alzheimer's in people who use sauna multiple times a week. The plant compound most studied to date in relation to this subject has been curcumin, which is in the spice turmeric. So again, evidence like promising that the dreaded disease Alzheimer's can be held at bay if the patient adopts a multiple-prong approach rather than just one medication. Ask your health provider about the Therapeutic System 1.0 by the Buck Institute. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.